Oscar Mike is what saved me from, you know, being a depression case.
I think a big thing is when you're newly injured, you don't realize the new world that's out there. I mean, this is a whole new world, and the biggest problem was not knowing. And now that we know this is available, it's like, don't want to hesitate.
A euphoric high, getting out safely, lowest of lows. Tell me about March of 2003.
So we actually led the entire invasion of Iraq, and, you know, as the point unit. So we saw a lot, and we got to do a lot.
But then you come back home in June 2nd in California. What happened?
3 days after I got home from the invasion, another Marine fell asleep at the wheel driving right as we were turning on into base on Camp Pendleton. We rolled down a pretty big hill about a dozen times, and I broke my neck in the accident, collapsed lungs, broke a bunch of other stuff, woke up in a hospital about 5 days later for them to tell me I was paralyzed, and life was going to be a little bit different from then on out. You know, a lot of drinking and doing things that I shouldn't have been doing all seemed to start to dissipate when I got involved in adaptive sports. And, you know, then I started an organization called Oscar Mike, which actually means on the move. We used it. It was a term that we used it on the radios in Iraq. And so knowing my story and other guys that had very similar stories of being at the best physical condition of their lives and then being injured. We wanted to get them back on the move, Oscar Mike. Because after you start getting physically active, you know, you get a piece of you back and you start, you know, living the way you used to live.
In a sense, it's rebricking your road. Your path.
Exactly.
One piece at a time.
A friend of mine had tried talking me into it for 2 years and I just kept saying, I'm a quadriplegic. I'm not going skiing. It doesn't make any sense. And he just kept saying, trust me, trust me. And I went and it was the best time of my life. And it was the first adaptive sport I had done. After that, you know, it was like sky's the limit. You know, let's go skydiving. Let's go surfing.
The stories you hear from other vets and disabled vets, put it into context for me if you can on hearing those stories and seeing where lives could go south in a real hurry.
I hear a lot of really touching stories and hard stories to hear. But a lot of times, you know, if I'm hearing them, it's because somebody reached out or somebody is doing something to share how they changed their trajectory. If they embrace that Oscar Mike mentality of getting back on the move, it means they've done something to change that trajectory or that they want help changing it. And that means that there's the ability to help them out. You know, I did it to help my brothers and sisters. You know, I knew I had the ability to help people out and I wanted to. And, you know, I made an effort to change that, and that's all I did.
Tell me how the Bears are helping, too, getting your message across and Oscar Mike and the organization and the company. How is that?
The Bears' support has been unbelievable. I actually never thought in a million years that the Bears would be helping us out. Like I said, you know, I've grown up a diehard Bears fan my whole life. And then to know that the Bears were getting behind us on some stuff, just like, you know, I feel like a little kid. I'm all excited. This is about inspiration and getting people active. It's not necessarily a handout, and that's not what we do really. We give people the ability to take charge of their own lives. Everybody would love the job that I have. It's unbelievable.